Now serving the entire cafe right from your countertop with a Ninja Luxe Cafe. Espresso, drip coffee, cold brew. If you can crave it, you can brew it. No barista badge required. Barista Assist technology handles the hard parts. Grinding, weighing, brewing, so you can take the credit. Top it all off with velvety, dairy, or plant-based microfoam. Hot or cold, all hands-free, naturally. You bring the craving. You bring the company. We'll bring the cafe. And maybe the bragging rights. Now serving the Ninja Luxe Cafe. Shop now.
Flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club Podcast with Sakisa. It's her and her friends, and they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, between, welcome to a brand new episode of the Wrestle Club Podcast. This week, I'm joined by one half of the Fluffy Boys, Mr. Ibs.
Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing? We're still at the Edinburgh Fringe.
Great.
And you've only been here for like 3 days?
Yeah.
My man has been partying every day. Hey. I don't know how your stamina is going to keep up with you.
Well,
you've still got 11 days to go, mate.
No, we're gonna keep it chill for the next few days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And are you really? Because we've got a party tonight.
Okay. Apart from today, from tomorrow onwards.
Well, the Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, because I've actually got to do performing. Like, I've actually got to... Like,
put some work. Yeah, you've got to do some work.
Yeah, the pressure's on a little bit. Too much partying, you know, but... Hey.
This is why he's got his sunglasses
on.
Yeah,
this is the Fringe, isn't it? And this is why we love the Fringe.
So what was your favorite thing that has happened so far at the Fringe?
Oh, going to see the cheese show.
The cheese show? Yeah, oh yeah, you talked about
yeah,
the cheese
yeah,
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a man who eats about 40 packs of cheese in a show, and I was mesmerized. I went through a valley of different emotions throughout the day. But yeah, listen, the cheese man was phenomenal.
I want to, obviously this is a wrestling podcast. We are at the Edinburgh Fringe, but obviously this is a wrestling podcast. So I want to ask your opinion about one thing at this moment in time.
Go.
Just between you and me.
Okay.
The black people.
Okay.
On the podcast.
Okay.
Hogan.
Bun him, bruv. Bun him. Like, I think what's the most annoying thing is the fact that he won money for being racist. I think that's the most egregious thing has ever happened. So fuck Hulk Hogan.
Oh wow, went there.
No, real talk. When he passed away, I posted the famous Booker T meme, and I was like, the demons in hell, and that's what the demons would say. I wouldn't say the word because we've never said the word on this podcast. Yeah. But
what about his legacy? Because obviously he has got a legacy. Because the last thing I remember before obviously his passing away was him getting booed out. Because I was watching Mojo on YouTube do these things like top 20 or top thingy moments in TV. Yeah. And they were doing top 20 moments that broke the internet in wrestling. And he was like number 16 on the list for the Raw on the Netflix.
Because he deserves to get booed.
But when I watched it again, I was like, oh yeah, he really got booed. Yeah. Like, he really
and
got booed.
And he
saw
it, he was like, oh, they loved me. No, brother. No, no.
Yeah.
No one loves you, especially in California. No.
We did talk about this on a previous episode, but I want to hear your thoughts about Brock Lesnar returning.
Bruv. it's just there's so many... Because we assumed he wasn't going to come back.
We assumed he was never coming back.
It was a shock. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like, probably there's been loads of, like, that was a shock. But does this mean that he's cleared? Does it mean, why?
Well, by the time this podcast has aired, he would have been, it was scheduled, I saw it yesterday, that how he was on 2 SmackDowns, because they're doing back-to-back recordings of SmackDown this week. So he's going to be on both episodes.
So... what are we saying?
But what also I heard is that John Cena was the one that requested him to come.
Yeah, that's probably the only reason why. Because John's probably got some cachets considering he changed himself to become a babyface, which is to this day the weirdest turn I've seen.
Yeah. I'm now a good guy again. Yeah.
Safe. Yeah. Forget the last 5 months of me making a child cry in Brussels. Nah, it's all good. Yeah. Nah. But yeah, I think it's odd. WWE's like, we were having such a good run. There wasn't really anything controversial. The only thing controversial was on TV. And now we're doing what we're doing now. It's a weird one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a weird one. Like, I want to be invested.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to last.
And yeah, I think they brought him back for this run. John, like, surely we could have got someone else. Okay. Wasn't Edge available? Isn't his contract ending in October? Like, could have we done that instead?
Well, you know, Edge and Christian have reformed and are going to be at Forbidden Door. By the time this podcast has come out, it would have been aired by then. But he's going to be on Forbidden Door with Christian.
Okay.
Tag team reunited.
Ooh. They can't come with the song, can they?
I don't think they can come with the song.
Dead.
I think they'll come out with individual entrances.
Sorry, I just got a bit gassed. No, but I heard their contracts. They haven't signed new contracts yet. So October, if he just like...
I can't see Edge coming back.
Oh.
I don't know. I can't see Edge coming back.
Because that's the only one that I want to see. That's the one I want to see the most.
Cena, Edge.
It should be Edge. It should be Edge.
Who should be John Cena's last match?
Edge.
You think, really?
Yeah, it should be Edge. Really? Because unless you're going to give a really... There's no heel that really need... apart from... Oh, actually, Dominic Mysterio beating him in Boston. Yeah, listen. Shout out Dominic. We're big...
I don't think that's going to happen, babe.
Okay. But okay, Edge. Okay. All my ones are not going to happen. So it's probably going to be... I don't know, El Grande Americano.
Okay. And then my last question for you, until we bring on the pod, our amazing guest, how do you feel about, I'm going to say this way.
Okay.
People at home probably will disagree with me, but I'm going to say the demise of the New Day.
They're just any man now. They're right? Just any guys.
However, I did really appreciate Xavier's hat.
Yeah, yeah, it was a quality hat.
The hat was quality,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think he stole that from Seth Rollins. I think that's one of those.
He's like, what can I borrow from Seth Rollins' wardrobe?
He's like, yeah, I'll take that big hat, yeah. But I think, obviously, Grayson Waller, he's a trier. Especially with I feel about tag team wrestling right now, yeah, where like all the tag teams are just being slapped together, yeah. We've got a credible tag team who have been doing it for years, who are like probably the greatest tag team, and right now their legacy's a bit meh. Like it would have been, I think, if anything, what they should do is pull up to an NXT or a TNA, do bits there, yeah, and then come back like being like, we conquered the world, now we're back.
But they did that before.
Yeah, but something needs to change. Like, I do like a heel New Day. They are good as heels, but they're not. They're in the group of wrestlers of like right now who needs them, and they shouldn't be in the who needs them club.
Yeah, because there are so many established tag teams at the moment, and they're just not being.
Are
utilized.
They established? Because I spoke about this with Danny. I don't know when, wherever, cool. But I spoke to with Danny. I was like, I don't feel like these tag teams are tag teams. Like there's like the fact that they don't wear the same outfits as well jars me. Like the fact that the music's as half of yours, half of mine, jarring. Like,
well, there's another people I'm talking about. I'm talking about like Motor City. Okay, yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. Okay, there are some of them, but majority it's been so diluted with these guys who are like, we have nothing to do with you, so we're gonna slap you together, and you.
Well, particularly
be a tag
on Raw, there's not really anyone.
No. American Alpha. What are they called? Exactly. The fact that I'm like, I've forgotten their names. Yeah. Otis and Tozawa. What are they doing?
Like, so Otis is not around. He's not been around. I think he's injured.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so unnoticeable.
Also, if you're talking about injuries, I really hope Naomi is...
Yeah, no, honestly.
Honestly, babe.
Honestly.
Honestly. I don't know what's going on, but ooh, I really hope... I hope it's not, because I've heard some rumors it's going to be long term, and I'm like, please don't let it be long term, because this proceed with caution. Baby, I want the outfit. Yeah. I want the outfit. That's my Halloween outfit.
Is that, I know. Is that
that's my Halloween outfit. Trust me. That's my Halloween outfit.
So are you going to is it going to be like a last minute thing? You're going to end up just getting loads of caution tape and just wrapping it around?
No, but I'm going to prepare
okay,
it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
It's going to come out bougie. Okay. It's going to come out sexy.
All right.
You know how she does? It's going to be great.
Nah, best wishes, Naomi. Thank you. Shout out, Naomi.
Yeah, shout out. Let's bring into the room our amazing guest for our segment, the Clubhouse Chatter.
Wrestle Club Podcast.
Right, so we are back. It is now Clubhouse Chatter now, where we bring into the room our amazing guest. And this week, she's Canadian gorgeous royalty, the blonde bombshell of the internet. Her name is Chokeslam from Dave Dot. Does she like to chokeslam? We'll find out. Bringing into the room our gorgeous guest today. She is the blonde bombshell from Canada. She is goddess of the internet. She is the star of the one woman four star show Chokeslam, Tegan Voorhoof.
Yay.
How are you doing, my love?
So tired. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you. Yeah. So lovely to finally have you on the podcast.
I know. Long time listener, first time chatter.
I'm not going to lie. I do love Tegan, but every time I'm like, do you want to get on the podcast? She's going to be too pretty for my podcast.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Absolutely.
She's
not.
Too hot for my podcast.
No, wrong. Incorrect. Yeah. That's your title, not mine.
So your show, Chokeslam.
Yeah.
Oh, which I was involved with. Please do see it if you do haven't seen it already. Is about your love of wrestling,
yeah,
and also educating people about wrestling,
yeah.
But also, it's your love story about friendship and obviously things that have happened in your personal life. Can you tell me how the story or the show came about?
Yeah, I actually started writing it a few years ago. I was in drama school.
Yeah,
I was doing drama school, and we had a new writing segment that we had to do, and they said just write a 10-minute monologue about what you're most passionate about. I was like, okay, I'll talk about wrestling. And then I found that when I started to talk about people, like, well, explain how you got into wrestling. It's like, well, I can't talk about that without talking about my ex, who was the person who got me into it. Mm. And then it just sort of spiraled from there. Where it became, I was like, I think I need to tell this story, and I think I'd. A thing I'd like to do is to get people into wrestling the way that he got me into wrestling. And then it was also my way of, yeah, saying thank you to my friends and the people closest to me who got me to through the loss of that relationship.
So in terms of you getting into wrestling, because in your show, you mentioned how you got into wrestling late.
Yeah.
But then you watched back episodes and pay-per-views. Is that true?
Yeah. So my ex basically curated my knowledge base and was like, you have to watch this. You have to watch Hell in a Cell, or we'd be watching Raw or SmackDown, and he would pause and be like, okay, we'll just go back and watch this match from this random WrestleMania in the 80s, because then you'll understand why this is cool and why this is important. So I do have holes in my wrestling knowledge, Swiss cheese, which is why I tend to fall apart the second someone asks me about anything history related. I don't retain information who won what belt, but it's the storylines and the characters.
It's the moments.
Yeah.
It's the moments. Yeah.
And the inside jokes that you make with your friends when you're watching it, and the way that it brings you together.
Fair. That's actually quite interesting, because obviously all of us on the podcast have been watching it since we were young, little babies. And Mark and Richard have an extensive historic knowledge.
Yes.
Past what the Fluffy Boys have.
Yeah, they say stuff to us and we're like, who?
They're like supercomputers.
Yeah.
So what year did you actually get into wrestling? Do you remember?
It was 2014.
2014.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So that was what? John Cena peak?
Yeah, peak Super Cena.
Yeah. It was Daniel Bryan, yes, movement. I fell hard. It was literally 1 week. I was a normal human, and the next I had Daniel Bryan, yes, Ugg boots, a Nikki Bella shirt, and a Brie Bella hat that had a fake brown ponytail at the back, and I would just sit on my couch like that and just get into it.
So who is your favorite wrestler? Because you talk about it in the show.
Yeah.
I think we may need to do a top five or maybe a top three.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I'll give you top three.
Okay. Well, is it top three right now, or was it top three when,
do what
entry.
You started, top three,
yeah.
Okay.
Favorite, and then your top three now.
Okay. When I started, the first month of my fandom, it was Brie Bella, Nikki Bella. Oh, okay. And then who would have been
Brie
my favorite?
Mode!
Yeah. Brie Bella, Nikki Bella, Finn Balor. And then I'll say my tastes have evolved. Mm. right now, who am I obsessed with, and what is it, well, like, what is deciding that? I think in terms of my like top five or like my Mount Rushmore, yeah. I feel like Undertaker would be up there.
Okay.
Yeah. I was about to say rest in peace, but he's still alive. Yeah. Unlike some other wrestlers.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's grave is a gender neutral toilet. That's my thing. I was vibrating, waiting to get to say that. I really love Bron Breakker right now.
Yeah.
He does something to my body the second he comes on stage. It's like my brain flies out my ears. Everything lubricates.
Like this head, this neck movement.
I don't care. He's so big and so dumb and so strong.
I think the more he's talked, the more the less serious I've taken him.
He's like a roar. He was like, "You're 40. You're 47. You're 100."
You're like, why?
Yeah. He opens his mouth and it's like Newman from Seinfeld if he had 2 IQ points. But when he shuts it up, or he just like barks and like looks into the camera, then I'm good to go. And I started liking him ironically because I hate it. And then I was like, well, joke's on me. I've got a custom shirt now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So that's one. Bron Breakker.
You said Undertaker as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Bron Breakker, Undertaker. And I would have to say, Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah.
Untouchable. I think she's such a good wrestler. I think she's up there with China in terms of like all-time best women, and I know she owes a lot of her image and everything to China, which I love because I love China. And I just think, man, she's so good. She's so like, she sells so good. If you ever watch her, cause she's tall. Well, she's actually not, she's shorter than me. I always talk
how
about
how tall is she?
Yeah, I think she's like 5'7".
No way.
Yeah.
Is all the women really short then?
Tall. I was like, she's taller than me, 100%.
I swear she's the same height as Dominic.
She just got them big boots.
The big boots.
Yeah, but she throws herself around. She's like flailing and flopping everywhere, and she's great and a lovely person in real life as well.
Oh, you better.
Yeah. No. But I've seen, I've watched her talk in real life.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah, we were about to like really get you off the podcast. Like, bitch, get out. Like, yeah. Okay, fine. So obviously, in terms of the women's wrestling, you came in at a point where the Diva Championship was in play.
Yeah.
Diva Championship was in play, and the women's wrestling was evolving into that point. And obviously now they've been main eventing and stuff like that. Would you yourself be interested in getting into wrestling?
Absolutely not.
No,
I've got zero desire. I'm extremely risk averse when it comes to my body. I'm happy sitting on the couch and watching and cheering people on. I'm not.
Would it be a manager?
I would valet. Yeah, I would manage. Yeah. I would be some sort of personality.
Yeah.
Although I do just like getting to like drink a beer and scream.
We have seen you at. Yeah. So I go to, obviously we all go to indie events in London in particular, and me and Tegan go to quite a few of them. Yeah. And oh my God, can she scream? Oh my God, can she scream? Like, there was one bit. Where was we? We was at Progress, and what was something was. You were shouting out, Ricky! To Ricky Knight Jr. She just kept going, Ricky!
Ricky! You have to do it in like an Essex accent. Ricky!
I like EastEnders.
Yeah.
I was like, where is Bianca right now? It was crazy. And you do obviously go to quite a few indie ones. Which one is your favorite at the moment?
Ooh, it's like asking me to choose a favorite child. I really love different things about all of them. I love Eve, and you have to support Eve because it's great to see all women wrestling, and because Keese is always on the mic hosting it, and it's a fabulous show, and the quality is so good. It's like banger after banger after banger. Absolutely no filler.
Sorry.
Love Eve.
He obviously Bunda for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, listen, this rhetoric of me loving Bunda needs to change on this podcast. But okay, yes.
Do you not love Bunda?
Listen, I love everything about bodies and everyone's bodies. Don't get me in trouble, please. Thank you. That's next question.
Don't worry, it's fine because Tegan loves dick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Famously. Yeah.
Famously.
Famously.
Yeah.
Put it on my tombstone.
Okay. Yeah. Fine. Bunda's nice. Let's keep it as a next question.
He's always getting ripped on this podcast.
Yeah. She found out I broke up with someone did the last podcast.
Yeah.
Mental. Listen.
Yeah. I need to get the rest of that tea.
Oh, mate. So, anyways.
Who is your favorite indie at the moment? Like indie performer?
Yeah.
Indie wrestler.
Oh, that's such a good question. I'm going to have to go with Rain. Rain Leverkusen.
Oh, Rain Leverkusen.
So good.
The maiden of metal.
Yes. Mm-mm. Imagine, if you will, readers, Rhea Ripley, but from like this, the 80s hair metal. She just commands, she's got so much presence, commands a room. Again, really tight wrestler.
Did she just have a tryout?
Yeah, she just had the tryout for WWE. She got the MVP. So they were like, it's not guaranteed that she's going to get a contract, but she did get MVP from the tryout at SummerSlam weekend. Mm-hmm. So I watched it. I was like, yes, well done, babe. Yes.
So she's on route, hopefully.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, which is obviously the thing about like indies, us watching the indies and watching people who are amazing performers move up into like AEW, TNA, as well as like even potentially WWE. Like I remember going to watch, as he was known as Walter back in the day, in NXT, and they were doing it at Download Festival. But before that, he was obviously in Progress. So that was like, and you're like, oh my God, look at him now. He's now like,
he's like the Gunther. Man. Yeah.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's Gunther. The man. Just chop central. Just Gunther. Yeah. Same with like Alex Windsor, who's now in AEW, who was like in Eve. So many amazing performers from indies. You're like, well done for you. The hustle, especially British performers as well.
Getting up there. Hopefully we'll get an English world champion one day.
Oh, we're still waiting, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're still waiting.
As we were clearly told that...
Scotland. We were talking about Drew McIntyre and Christopher McCarthy boy was like, he's not English. he's British. But like,
don't Andy Murray this.
He's Andy Murray this. We were like, we'll claim with him. We'll claim with him as much as we can. Okay. So obviously you do your own like watch parties. I'm going to say watch parties on Twitch.
Yeah.
How do you find those?
They're so much fun. I've got such bad ADHD. I find it hard to sit and watch something on my own. So watching it with other people is a lot of fun. And then that's the thing, again, I loved about wrestling and having wrestling parties back in Vancouver where I'm from, which is like the social element of it. So I had enough people be like, you should try Twitch. And I'm like, I guess? I don't know. And so I started doing it. And it's been so much fun getting to like build a community and like meet all these people and make friends and connect other people who like wrestling. And then I've got a partnership with Progress as well. So I stream the Progress matches that I'm not at or the Progress shows that I'm not at. And it's been so much fun like introducing people to indie wrestling and British indie wrestling as well. So yeah, I've really been enjoying it.
Well, that's really fun.
Yeah.
Wrestle Club Podcast.
So obviously we talked about Dick.
Yep.
Yeah.
We talked about Dick. If you was to bang a wrestler.
Just one.
I'm going to give you three.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same time.
No.
Okay. Just flat out. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And I need reasons.
My BB, Bron Breakker.
Okay.
Obvious reasons. He is built like a brick shit house. He's big and dumb. I love a himbo. I love a himbo, and here's why, because they bring golden retriever energy. They're just happy to be there. They're excited. They love you. You don't have to like worry about, am I going to get hurt? Because everything they think is written on their face, or they say it out loud in very simple sentences, and you just have a good time.
I like you.
Yeah. He's spear me into the next dimension with your wiener, respectfully, Bron Breakker.
Okay. Yeah. Number one.
And then Randy Orton. Same reason, really. He looks like an authoritative stepdad who's like mildly displeased with me, and that makes me want to earn his approval by doing things for and to like whatever he asks. Really, and he's so big and strong. He put on, his legs look like turkey basters now.
Yeah, he's got so big.
He's huge. And he's like that video of him when he goes through the barricade and his daughter's there and he's mouthing to her like, I love you. I love you. Like he's a good dad. I think he'd be a good daddy to me.
And also, he likes Gorilla. Have you seen him? He's really into female women hip hop.
Like when he works out.
Yeah, when he works out.
Oh, yeah, so we were playing with Cardi B as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's obsessed with female rappers right now. Yeah.
See, he's a good man.
Okay, so that's two.
Yeah.
Third.
And it was men specifically.
That's
wrestlers. Rhea Ripley? Yeah. I want to be her tiny girlfriend. Actually, whoa, it's a tie. No, Rhea Ripley, Jade Cargill. Because I want to be either Rhea Ripley's tiny girlfriend, or I would give up everything to be Jay Cargill's wife and just support her dreams and be like, this is my, like, can you believe? I can't. I'm just here to, like, give her whatever she wants and, like, worship her.
I think the greatest entrance of WrestleMania history was Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair.
The big three.
Yeah, the big three. Oh, my God.
I was moshing in my
forever.
Couch.
Yeah, just like.
Ibs felt some stuff.
Ibs
felt some stuff.
Yeah. I'm with you. Whenever she wins and she does that thing with
where was it? When she was in Saudi Arabia, where she. I think it was either Saudi or somewhere where she did it, and everyone was like,
stop. We did.
We did.
All the Saudi men were like, send her away. Too much getting on, please. We saw her ankle, shit.
So we asked you if you was to have a dinner party, what three wrestlers or people associated with wrestling would you invite to the dinner party?
Yes, you asked me this, and then I immediately forgot to think of an answer, and I just instead thanked you for letting me know because I crumble under pressure and think of answers. So I've already named who I was. So assuming that the people I've named already who I would sleep with are already over, like they're in my bed and waiting, who would I have a dinner party with?
They're handcuffed in your bed already.
Yeah. Do you know what? I would have a dinner party with Nikki Bella, mm-hmm. Charlotte Flair. Mm-hmm. And Naomi.
Mm. Oh. Why?
Because I think, and this is a hill I will die on. I think Nikki Bella is underrated, did not get what she deserved at the time. I think she's a tremendous athlete. I think she suffered from the booking and the writing at the time. And then also in terms of her and the way that she pushed her own character development, I think she suffered the way that a lot of women suffer, where there's that tremendous pressure to also be sexually appealing and beautiful and to not lose that. And I think female wrestlers have to work 2 to 3 times harder than men to still have the physical capability, still look tough, but not so tough that you're masculine, still be appealing and hot. And the few exceptions prove that rule, I think.
I don't think the reality TV show helped.
No, I agree.
And I don't think her relationship with John Cena helped.
I agree. Yeah.
Becky dropped that line. Ooh!
And it's so good to see Becky just not speaking to Lyra Valkyria. That's why. I don't want to see them like in the same corridor, in the Royal Rumble. One of them has to jump out. I want to see them two again. It's hurt them both. Them two. Like that feud.
Yeah.
And it's very rare where a feud hurts both people involved. So, yeah.
But her line that she dropped to Nikki was just like, you can't see him.
You can't see him. Brilliant.
I was dying. Dying.
And shout out Becky, and she's in the Happy Gilmore movie.
I didn't realize. Okay. So, Charlotte Flair, controversial. Yeah.
Yes. I think people hate her for the wrong reason. Tempest did a really good video essay on this. Shout out Tempest. Where he talks about how basically it's just like she's an excellent wrestler. Mm. You think of all her matches, excellent matches, especially the big ones. She puts on a fucking show. She's a tremendous athlete. She's very, very gifted. Say what you want about her on the mic skills, fine, but I think she's wonderful. People hate her because of how they book her in the storyline, because they've given her no character and they consistently just like, I don't know, she's the queen. I don't know, she always wins the belt. And that's not her fault.
I think Charlotte's got Kobe Bryant energy. What I mean by this is like when Kobe was doing his thing, he did have a lot of haters, but I think the hate was like, yo, you're just too good. Yeah. And I think when Kobe passed away, everyone saw what his legacy and what he did and how like his mentality and what it worked. And I think Charlotte's got the same energy. And I think Royal Rumble was as much as it was the booing happened, it wasn't great for her and also for us really, like booing her. But I think, she's not been helped by booking, but they've kind of superseded her for a sec. But like when she's gone, you do. You're like, rah.
Yeah, but once Charlotte she's gone, doing? When she comes back, she's back winning. Like, do you remember the time when she just came back on SmackDown and then got into a title match straight away and then won?
But that's not her fault.
Yeah, but she's, I think she should be like, I don't want to do this.
That's
she's kind of doing that now. But
read like, her. She wrote that essay in what's that called? That magazine.
Players Tribune. Yeah,
yeah. She's like, I feel my best when I'm like, I'm doing the like mid card or lower card matches. That's when I'm doing my best wrestling. I don't want this like. She's the queen or whatever thing. Like
I do like her we're not friends situation.
Yeah, that's fun. And I think that was such a brilliant move to like
you don't
give
like
her
it.
A tag team partner who's got all the charisma and the
I'm okay with it. I've got an issue with Alexa Bliss in general.
Like, what?
I've got an issue with Alexa Bliss. Like Alexa Bliss needs to make a decision, innit?
About what?
Is she a part of like
Wyatt?
Because the Wyatt thing, yeah, the Bray Wyatt thing, it's like she's just doing tribute to Bray Wyatt. That's her character, but she's not actually doing a tribute to Bray Wyatt. She's still very much Alexa Bliss, the gymnast lady. Like, I think there's a very.
Yeah, but you can argue Rey Mysterio does the same thing about Eddie Guerrero.
No, that's different. That's different with Dominik. Dominik has shown himself to be the man, innit, yeah. I'm not hearing nothing about Dominik Mysterio today.
Well, both Ray and Dominik Eddie Guerrero.
No. But I just think Alexa, it's like, are you this creepy, scary person who we should be fearing a la like what Nikki Cross is doing? Or are you this other person? Like, I don't know what your character is right now. Like, and I felt this like since she's come back. It's like, you're like, we know you're happy to be here, but I feel like that's the vibe. I think that she's finally got something to do now. Yeah, cool. And I'm intrigued by this. But in the grand scheme of things, I think she's been treading water since she come back.
Yeah, but you have to realise that she doesn't really need to do this. She's got a baby.
Okay.
She's got like...
That's fair. But
she didn't want to,
if
like,
you're here, give her something. Like, you are... She is a phenomenal wrestler in the ring. Like... When she did her character work, even before she was doing the Bray Wyatt stuff, she was brilliant. I just think right now I'm like, what's the plan?
I don't know. Like, I think she's a great storyteller. I think she's like one of the few wrestlers that if you're in the nosebleeds, you can tell what she's saying in the ring. If she's got her back to you, even like she's so expressive, I think she's doing a great job of selling the storyline with Charlotte as well.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind if she, her character, again, those are two pretty, like, adjacent characters in terms of, like, are you creepy Alexa Bliss or are you paying homage to another creepy wrestler?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And obviously, Naomi was your last one.
I just want her take on her career. And, like, aside from, like, she's been fucking sidelined and underappreciated the whole time. She works so hard. She is so talented. And I want to know, like, in terms of what, like, the say she's had in her character development and all the different phases she's been through. And I love this new one for her. And it feels like there's more of her in that.
I watched the clip because, you know, Stephanie McMahon's got her podcast. WWE's doing their podcast. So this week it's Stephanie interviewing Jimmy and Naomi.
Really? Mm.
And there's a clip where she's like, Jimmy's like, she was so mad when she saw like some stuff that was saying about her about on social media. She was so mad. And apparently the Proceeds from Caution came out from like her reading blogs and like comments and stuff like that about her career.
Really?
So I want to watch the full episode and because I think it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
But I do like since she came back for obviously TNA, she like established herself as Trinity in TNA, and obviously everyone was like, yeah. And then there was obviously the assumption that she would come back at some point to WWE. And then when she did come back, everyone was like, yay. And then it went. And then we were all kind of like, she can wrestle, but out of the big three, we all kind of said, like, we all were like,
yeah.
She's the Michelle of the big three. And that's not what you want for her because she is talented. I don't really appreciate before when she was doing splits everywhere. Everything was a split.
If I could do one, I would do it. Like grocery shopping.
Don't act like you didn't agree.
Listen, I do. Hold on.
He's got mixed feelings about
I've got mixed feelings. I'm happy that you're doing your thing now, but I was happy before as well.
But now that she's got this character, and obviously Money in the Bank was great, and then her cashing in on evolution was a surprise. I'm not going to lie to you. I was shocked. I was like, oh, yes, yes.
And I'm happy that she's got the moments where everyone's like been like,
because I don't know if you saw when she got interviewed by Big E and she was in tears and then she had to go back into character. Because Big E was like, I've seen your career. I know how hard you worked, like, and being underrated, and now you've got your moment. And like, even her backstage with the scooter.
Listen, I think the evolution of Naomi has been nothing short of phenomenal. So you mentioned that her being Michelle, but who is she now at the big three?
At the big three now, Kelly.
She's Kelly. That's what I was thinking. She's Kelly, Rowland.
She's Kelly.
So then who's Beyonce and who's Michelle now?
Beyonce's always going to be Bianca.
Yeah.
Beyonce's always going to be
Michelle's
Bianca.
And Michelle's Jade.
At the moment, I love Jade to death, but she's not as solid fully.
Yeah, we've got to give her a few years.
We've got to give her another year.
But I feel like that. All the big matches that they keep giving those three, either together or individually, get like shortened by a ton. Mm. If you think about, was it Night of Champions or whatever? It was like 2 minutes long.
Yeah.
How do you like, yes, it's on you as a wrestler to like showcase your strengths then, but also if things have changed and if you were meant to have a longer match and you get told going on, like cut it like that, you're doing your absolute best. I don't think they've been given enough space or effort. I mean, none of the women. Mm. Like Evolution was the best wrestling of the year on a PLE, but it was the least sports entertaining because there was zero effort put into the storytelling in the lead up to it.
I think there's too many PLEs. It's like we're having this every 2 weeks. Is it not like every? Yeah. It's literally like every 2 weeks there's something on. And how are we going to build these big storylines or how we,
it's becoming like AEW.
Yeah. And AEW, used to remember, like when I was watching AEW was the, we take really long and we're going to reward you for watching this for so long by giving us a great storyline. And now it's not, that's microwave. Boom. These two guys are fighting. These guys are fighting. Oh, you looked at me this way. Like, and storylines don't work like that. We know what we're watching. Like, we're watching wrestling. They give us something to be like, it's not just they're fighting for the sake of fighting.
Yeah. We talked about AEW. You obviously have been to a couple house shows. Do you still watch AEW?
I don't follow it strictly. Mm. I kind of keep up on the highlights. I'm in love with the Beast Mortos.
You know who's dating?
Apparently. Yeah. They hard launched on Instagram.
Mercedes Monet.
So excited.
He's the man in the Beast mask.
Because he's hot as hell. Of course, the two hottest people in AEW would be. That just makes sense.
I'll show you a picture.
Okay, please.
So you don't follow it?
No, I've been. I saw the last show I went to was in Phoenix. It was just house shows. Mm. But I keep up with the news. But I can't. I don't have enough time to watch.
I see Toni Storm from afar because Toni Storm's a great character. It's just like a brilliant, brilliant character, and I have so much time for that. It'd be great if she did something like that on WWE. Maybe she's just come over. Just saying. Or maybe I should watch AEW.
Maybe you should watch AEW. Because I don't think that character would work in WWE.
Do you not think so? Why?
I don't think...
She wouldn't have the time to do what she's got to do.
I don't think she will have the creativity within WWE to be able to do that. I think certain things in AEW work very well because they have got the opportunity and the time to grow it, to let it breathe, to let the audience just have fun with it. Similar with like NXT. NXT, they have like the guy who's like in the Mafia. So like that, and like even Fandango. And like they work great on NXT because the crowds are with it. But as soon as you go up,
but
it feels like they, sorry, go ahead.
But like man like Mr. Iguana, shout out Mr. Iguana.
Mr. Iguana. But that's a legendary thing though. That's Mr. a legendary Iguana. Thing though, isn't it?
Have you seen the Mr. Iguana Santino Marella match?
Yeah.
Excellent shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent bit of nonsense. Yeah. Like,
but that will only, I think because it's so legendary.
Yeah.
Like that would work in WWE. Okay. Like if that was on WrestleMania or like SummerSlam, we would be like, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
But even stuff like what's his name? Joe Hendry. Like, people had mixed feelings about that, like on the blogs about WrestleMania. Like, they were like, this shouldn't have happened. Like, why? This. And I was like, it's just a bit of fun.
Yeah, wrestling is silly. Yeah.
It's just a bit of fun.
I feel like in WWE, stuff gets watered down. I feel like if Toni Storm moved to WWE, it would get watered down. Yeah. She wouldn't get to talk about being like gay.
Yeah.
She wouldn't get to make all the sexual references like she does. I feel like in AEW, again, and correct me if I'm wrong because I'm not a regular watcher, but it feels like the wrestlers who succeed in AEW do off the back of their own charisma and their own character work and their own...
Like John Moxley.
There's no machine. Yeah. There's John Moxley, no machine behind Mr. Bleeding.
Mr. Bleeding himself, Mr. John Moxley.
Whereas WWE, there's the machine and you become subservient to that and there's a bunch of dudes locked in a room who write stuff for you and it gets watered down based on what's going to be commercially successful or what suits what they think their audience
is. So you would say there's no such thing really as a push in AEW?
I think it's their own push.
Yeah, I think they
push what they recognize is working already, and they kind of, I think they give their wrestlers a bit more freedom, or they get behind what they're doing.
Like, for example, like Ricochet, like his character currently in AEW, I don't think he would ever be able to pull off in WWE.
What's he doing now?
He's very much a heel.
Okay.
And like, he's doing this like swagger thing. He's got like he's got a tag team with him as well, and he's like swaggering. And he's got like a catchphrase and everything like that. And I'm like, Ricochet can talk. And he's got like some sort of persona. And I'm like, where were you? Yeah. So like, and obviously Swerve, like obviously just showcased how great of a wrestler he was. But Prince Nana and this dog, like just helped elevate it a little bit more. I don't think that would have pulled off in WWE. And I love the fact that, for example, like Aleister Black is back in WWE. Like, I love Aleister Black so much. But I'm kind of like...
What are we doing?
Same with Rusev.
Yeah, what are we doing?
Like, you've come back for what?
Like, there's a reason why we have these mid-card titles for you to, like, collect them and be like, all right, you're back. You're doing something big. But if you're just... Beef and Sheamus. Like, and don't get it twisted, love Sheamus, like amazing. But like,
we need to get him we need to get him the Intercontinental Championship before he retires. Yeah. So at this moment in time, which storyline are you really enjoying the most?
Ooh. Which storyline am I enjoying? I don't know. I'll have to say probably the Braun Breaker, Big Bronson Reed. Yeah.
The Vision.
And because I also am a big Penta fan, and I love getting to watch. I love Braun Breaker's. My favorite thing to watch right now is Braun Breaker and Penta's chemistry. And so that comes in as part of that storyline because Braun is necessarily involved. But yeah, I think as well the
anything
whole
with Braun.
Yeah, basically.
But anything, but it's like the whole Paul Heyman's involved in that as well, and then it ties in with all the Bloodline stuff. And
would you love to be a Paul Heyman girl?
Oh. I think he would be a Tegan man.
Before we go, we normally do 60-second challenge on here. That's what we used to do with our guests. Now we've changed it to blind rankings. So I'm going to give you 5 Canadian wrestlers. Because obviously you are. Oh, by the way, who is your favorite Canadian wrestler?
Trish Stratus.
Okay, fun.
Actually, yes. Trish and Kenny. I love Kenny Omega. Okay, fun.
And did you go to see any wrestling shows in Canada?
Yes, I go to see Boom Pro Wrestling every time I go to Vancouver, which is my friend's wrestling promotion. It's very silly. It's like the Riot Cabaret of Vancouver. I love it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. So, blind rankings. Right, so I'm going to give you 5 wrestlers. You must rank them between 1 and 5. And you cannot change your mind, and you do not know what's coming next.
Okay. I'm ready.
Ready?
Okay.
We're going to kick it off with Kevin Owens.
Big boy, French Canadian, broken neck, very funny. I'm going to put him at 4. Oh, I'm nervous.
Next up, we have got Chris Jericho.
Oh.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Fozzy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walls of Jericho.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Okay. He's you know, recent stuff about him. Sorry, I think he's very, he's, you know, as a...
What?
We're talking about...
Okay.
I think solid, dependable wrestler, good on the mic, constantly reinventing himself, much like Cher.
Yeah.
I'll put him at 3.
At 3?
Cool. Okay.
Edge / Adam Copeland.
Cope.
Mm. I'm gonna... I know someone for whom he is the number one crush. So I'll put him at 2.
2.
So you've got 1 and 5 left.
Is 1 the best or is 5 the best?
1 is the best.
Okay.
Okay.
Bret Hart.
He's gonna have to be number one.
Yeah, because he is the best there is.
The best there ever will be. Like.
Last but not least, Jinder Mahal.
Oh, you can't hinder the Jinder. Wow. I have a friend who's a redheaded power lifter, and his Instagram name is Ginger Mahal.
Ginger Mahal.
It's pretty good. Well, I'll have to, of course, place the Jinder at 5.
That's actually really all right, actually. Apart from Kevin Owens. But yeah, I mean, that's actually all right.
Yeah, man. Kevin's a man. He's just a man.
But yeah, Jinder, I was like, I'm going to put that one in. Yeah. That's yeah. Well, thank you so much for joining us in the podcast. Are you taking a show on tour, Chokeslam?
That's such a good question, and I don't have an answer right now. I'd like to, but I'm solo producing and haven't done any of the work because I've just made it here by the skin of my teeth. So we'll see. But.
So you know what to do. Give Tegan some money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love money. Yeah. But I'll be twitching as soon as I get back. I'll be on Twitch, so you can watch me on Twitch.
Watch her on Twitch.
Follow me on Instagram, and you'll stay up to date on all my comings and goings. Nice. And my
I don't have Twitch. Do you have Twitch?
No.
You don't need to have it to watch it. You just click and it's like on your TV.
Okay, well then that's what we'll jump on that then.
Also, Ibs doesn't have time with all the banging that he does.
Hey.
Busy boy.
Yeah, when I asked him, have you watched Resident? He's like, I'm like, what are you doing?
Why not do both? Why not do both?
Have you banged and watched Resident at the same time?
Yeah, I did that like a week ago.
So jealous of this bitch. Well, everyone, please thank Tegan for coming onto the podcast. Tegan! Yeah. As always, this has been another episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast. Please do follow us on Instagram. Tell your friends about the wrestling podcast because we love it so much. This week, I've been joined by a wonderful guest, Tegan, one half of the Fluffy Boys, Ibs.
Boom.
And as always, my name is Vince Akisa, the head of the table. We see you for another brand new episode of the Wrestle Club UK podcast next week.
Wrestle Club podcast. A flying clothesline, a 2x4 to the face. Then she hits you with a turnbuckle splash. Wrestle Club podcast. With Sakisa. It's her and her friend. And they talk about wrestling, every kind of wrestling. Woo!